This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes preparations for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Home Minister Om Prakash Oreal assures impartial, fair-free election atmosphere, urges people to participate in voting with confidence. 221,000 employees deployed to 165 constituencies across nation for election purpose. And Pakistan's defense minister says country is in open war with Afghanistan after air strikes. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said that the entire preparations for March 5th House of Representatives elections have been over. During a weekly press meeting today, Election Commission Joint Secretary and spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said that the ballot papers, ballot boxes and other election logistics have been already transported to all 77 districts. Similarly, voter education program is underway at all 6,743 wards of 753 local levels. Employees and security forces assigned for the election duties have started departing for their respective stations. The government and the local levels have been already requested to facilitate in assuring spaces for establishing the polling centers. The Election Commission had already taken decision regarding election security, the operation of essential services and the facilitation, coordination and management of election and voting procedures. 221,000 employees are going to be deployed across 165 constituencies throughout the country for conducting election. These many employees are to be deployed at 23,112 voting centers in 165 electoral constituencies and 143 temporary voting centers for proportional voting only in the 77 districts across the country. The Election Commission Assistant Spokesperson Prakash Nupan said that the arrangements have been made to deploy 9 staff members in voting centers with over 500 voters and 8 staff members in centers with fewer than 500 voters. Of the total 3,406 candidates contesting the March 5th House of Representatives elections under the first-past-the-post election system, only 1,670 candidates have so far opened bank accounts, according to the Election Commission. Similarly, out of the 65 political parties in fray in the upcoming election, only 11 have opened bank accounts for election spending purpose as of now. Home Minister Om Prakash Oreal has urged people to participate in the voting with confidence. Minister Oreal, who visited Okhaldunga to acquire information about the preparations for the general election, urged the concerned parties and people to vote with confidence as the arrangements for peace and security have been strengthened. The Home Minister emphasized the need to make the election fair, expressing commitments to bring those engaging in illegal activities within the purview of law. Similarly, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari stressed that those who violate the Election Code of Conduct would be brought within the legal framework. A DIG-level coordination meeting between the Armed Police Force, Nepal APF and India's Sima Suraksha Bal, SSB, was held at Champawat of Uttarakhand in India. During the meeting held on Thursday, discussion was held to control possible illegal entry of people at border areas, smuggling and drug trafficking in the context of upcoming election to the House of Representatives. An understanding was reached between the both sides to exchange information by carrying out monitoring to stop anti-election activities, possible illegal activities and effectiveness of border closure during the election silent period. The process for formulating the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 has been formally proceeded ahead. A revenue advisory committee was formed by the ministerial decision on February 11th with the objective of collecting concrete suggestions on revenue policy, tax structure, customs rates, revenue administration, and macroeconomic reforms before the budget formulation. Finance Ministry spokesperson Tonka Prasad Pandey said that a committee has been formed under the coordination of Revenue Secretary of the Ministry and the committee has started working. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना #14 #7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम बैक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. Migratory birds that travelled Chiton from trans-Himalayan countries to escape harsh winter are returning to their original habitat. The Siberian birds, which usually arrive at the onset of the winter, are flying back now with the steady rise in temperature. Birds belonging to the dog species come to Chiton National Park and its surrounding wetland areas to avoid harsher winter. Birds come here from countries including Mongolia, Russia, Malaysia, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, and China. Around 150 species of migratory birds come to Nepal as winter visitors. You are listening to Radio Nepal JFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistan's Defense Minister Khawaja Muhammad Asif has said that the country is in open war with Afghanistan after Islamabad launched air strikes on Kabul as part of a wave of attacks across the country. According to the BBC, the strikes came after the Afghanistan Taliban announced a major offensive against Pakistani military post near the border on Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Taliban said that it had captured 19 Pakistani military posts and two bases, adding that 55 Pakistani soldiers had been killed. Pakistan quickly retaliated, saying that the Taliban had miscalculated and opened unprovoked fire on multiple locations across the border in its northern western province. It then launched a series of bombing raids on Afghanistan in the early hours of Friday morning, striking targets in Kabul, Kandahar, and Paktika in response to what they called unprovoked Afghan attacks. Pakistan's military spokesperson Ahmed Sharif Chaudhary said that it had hit 22 Afghan military targets and killed more than 200 Taliban fighters. At least 12 Pakistani soldiers had died, he added. The U.S. authorized the departure of non-emergency embassy staff from Israel on Friday as it threatened strikes on Iran and pressed its biggest military build-up in Middle East in decades. According to AFP News Agency, the move came a day after a round of Oman-mediating talks between Iran and U.S., seen as last day's bid to avert war, though initial optimism was tempered by Tehran, warning that Washington must drop excessive demands to reach a deal. The talks follow repeated threats from President Donald Trump to strike Iran while the U.S. military built up its forces in the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast hazy conditions in a few places of the Terai region. It will be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions and partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, as well as in the remaining Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission completes preparations for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Home Minister Om Prakash Oreal assures impartial fair pre-election atmosphere, urges people to participate in voting with confidence. 221,000 employees deployed to 165 constituencies across nation for election purpose. And Pakistan's defense minister says country is in open war with Afghanistan after air strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.